This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The Denver Police Department is launching a team dedicated to investigating fentanyl-related incidents. The six-person unit will disrupt fentanyl distribution and reduce its use. The officers joining the unit are being reassigned from the department's Marijuana Investigations Unit, which has seen a significant drop in cases in recent years. DPD says it has confiscated more than 86,000 grams of fentanyl in the city since 2021. Xcel Energy is struggling to get people to use its electric car rebates. As CPR's Sam Brash reports, the company will offer up to $5,500 off a new car.
That incentive, it comes with a catch. It's only available to Xcel customers who meet strict income qualifications. Jason Piquet manages the program. He says only about 100 Xcel customers have received the rebate since the program started in 2021, 84% short of the company's forecast.
And so we're doing everything we can here to create more partnerships, working with community organizations, you know, making sure we've got the right messengers for these programs and the benefits of EVs.
Xcel plans to file a revised incentive plan with the state this spring. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Commissioners in Montrose County recently gave $80,000 to an early childhood education center called the Maslow Academy. Commissioners say the funds are needed now more than ever due to expensive childcare costs. The funds will go toward the creation of a new school and daycare for infants to preschoolers within the academy. Commissioners say funding is being pulled from the county's social services fund. In Grand Junction, it's clear with temps in the 40s. It'll be clear tonight with lows around 20. Tomorrow, more sun and highs once again in the 40s. This is CPR News.